Charter Communications is hiring 100 inbound sales representatives to meet growing business demands. The company is looking for energetic, motivated individuals to sell Charter products and services across the country. Target salary is $54,000, including base and commission earnings. High performers earn much more. We'll be hosting a job fair on Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Charter Communications, 750 Northwest Plaza Drive, St. Ann, Missouri. Bring your resume, dress professionally, and be prepared for on-site interviews. Apply online at bit.ly/charter-inbound-sales.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning, and welcome to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Internet Show. My name is Sharon Jackson. I'll be your host for this morning, along with Jada Williams, my co-host. We are working, as you realize, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we walk through the books of Think and Grow Rich. This morning, we're dedicating ourselves to Chapter 8, Persistence, the Sustained Effort Necessary to Induce Faith. It is also the 8th step to riches. On the first chapter, on page 64, it reads, the majority of people are ready to throw their aims and their purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. These are just a few of those that have stayed on the course, that have driven through the storm. It includes the Fords, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, Edisons, and other outstanding achievers of the world. Well, for today, we're going to add another name to that list, which is our guest for this morning. And the name that we're going to add to the list is Vinnie Lynn Whitfield, a person that I've known for probably over 20 years, except I've only known her as an attorney, assistant city attorney, as a photographer. But now she's added something else to her list. And that is an author and a public speaker. We're going to bring Lynn on, and I want to say good morning, Vinnie Lynn Whitfield. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sharon. You know, most people don't know what that V stands for, and so I guess you're letting the world know today, but that's all right.
Oh, sorry.
I own it. You know, I'm actually proud. That's what my parents thought enough of me to name me after a good friend of theirs. So, but good morning, everyone. Glad to be here this morning.
Absolutely. Vinnie Lynn Whitfield, or V. Lynn Whitfield, this is the deal. It is, there's so much to you that I think our guests need to know more than just your name, and more than the fact that you have read the book Think and Grow Rich, but that they need to know your history and why it was so important for us to bring you on this morning.
Okay, Sharon, I am the youngest child of two people who migrated from Mississippi to Cleveland. My father always talked to us about how we could live bigger if we just worked hard and got a good education, although he only went to the sixth grade and he was a factory worker. I lost three parents by the age of 17. My mother died when I was 6, my father died when I was 10, and my stepmother when I was 17. And I lived with my aunt. And one of the philosophies that I've adopted in my life, it comes from living with my aunt. And that is, we were driving one time and it started to storm. And, I mean, you could not see out the windshield. The lines on the road were not visible, really. But I saw cars pulled over to the side of the road and under overpass. And I screamed at my aunt, Auntie, stop, we're going to die, pull over. And she looked at me very calmly and stated, baby, those people don't know how long the storm's going to be here. But if we keep driving, eventually we're going to drive out of the storm. And so I didn't understand that at six, but as I grew older and went through many challenges myself, losing my first job as an attorney, you know, illnesses, bad relationships, financial challenges, I learned that if you just keep going, putting one foot in front of the other, that eventually you will get out of whatever storm you're going through. So now I love to talk to people about steering them to a new attitude when they're in the midst of a storm. So that's a little bit about me.
That's excellent, then. Now, you know what? I'm sorry. I have to ask you. As I recall, in way days past, you participated in one of the first mastermind groups. Can you give us, and then I'm going to ask you to do two things, something that you probably learned out of the mastermind groups. The book, Chapter 8, talks about the power twins for persistence, driving through persistence, willpower and desire. I'd like for you to talk through, because I've heard stories of that first mastermind group that you participated in. Talk to us about that, and then talk to us about how you implemented the power twins, willpower and desire.
Okay. Yes, I was in one of the first mastermind groups. I met Ann McNeil many, many, many years ago, and I was one of the people that she first started telling to read Think and Grow Rich. Now, I'm going to be honest about it. I read it, and, you know, I understood what it was, but sometimes you're not ready. You know, you're not at that point where you can really grasp everything that's in the book. And so I did participate. We talked a lot about dreams and setting goals. So I did learn about how to set goals, and I kind of half did it, but still I knew what I should be doing. So I learned a little bit about, from then, that time, how to really pursue things. Now, interesting enough is that I always had this desire, but I think I was scared. I think I had that fear of not succeeding at what my big dreams were, and that was until recently. And 4 years ago, when I suffered a subdural hematoma and had to have brain surgery and had seizures during those after the surgery in recovery, and ended up totally paralyzed on my left side, which is my dominant side, I then had to draw back on all of that I had learned through Mastermind, through reading Think and Grow Rich. And I really remember the chapter in the beginning, I believe it's chapter one, when he talks about his son and his son being born without ears and how he taught his son really to hear and what he did, because he did not believe his son would never hear. And so I used that same kind of determination, desire to walk again, and that persistence when I was in physical therapy to get me to the point where 3 weeks into inpatient rehab, I walked out on a cane. So that's how I kind of incorporated everything I'd learned all my life, the story from my aunt, my philosophy, my Think and Grow Rich knowledge, my mastermind knowledge, setting that goal to be able to walk again and to be persistent in my actions to get there.
Sounds good. Now, you know what? We heard, I've heard your incredible story. I've read portions of your book. I know you as a person. But I also know that there are things that you do from day to day, not only just day to day, moment to moment, to develop the power twins, your willpower, your desire. How did you develop your thinking, that thing that says, you know, I have to do it? Therefore, every day, when someone comes in and says, oh, poor Lynn, I'm so sorry for your situation, You could have fallen into that and said, yes, poor Len did this awful. But you didn't.
That's true.
You didn't. And so, thank you.
True.
I didn't mean to cut you off because I know that you didn't. So talk to us about those things that you did to make sure that you stayed on the path.
You know, Sharon, I think it's all about a mindset, developing a mindset that no matter what happens, I'm going to go on. I'm a big believer in affirmations. So I'm a believer, too. I don't know if anyone ever saw the movie or the TV show Mary Jane, but one of the things I laughed when I did watch that show was all the Post-it notes she'd have around her house, because that's like me. I have Post-it notes everywhere on my mirror, in my bathroom. I believe in putting up your affirmations where you can see them every day when you get up in your daily activities. You can see those things. One of my favorite affirmations is taking that word impossible and putting that apostrophe after that I, so it becomes I'm possible. And then just writing up affirmations, one of the ones that I did, because I had to deal with things, the loss of my parents, I had to deal with the fact that they didn't leave me. They died. So I had an affirmation up that said that, you know, you're worthy. You can do this. Things of that nature. So I'm a big believer in affirmations. I'm a big believer in a vision board. You've got to put your vision out there where you can see it. You know, the Bible says write it plain. So putting pictures up there and things up there, words of what you want your life to look like, is a constant reminder. And I actually take a picture of my vision board, so it's on my phone, so it's with me everywhere I go. And then I'm a big believer in the Think and Grow Rich. Now, I'm going to be honest, you know, I have not always done what I should have done, but especially as of late when, because remember I said sometimes the timing's not right. Well, the timing's right for me now. I have this great desire in to develop my business, my speaking business. So now I found a free copy of Think and Grow Rich, Audible. That's an Audible book. And so every day when I'm commuting to work, I'm listening to Think and Grow Rich. When I'm on the treadmill, I'm listening to Think and Grow Rich. So those are the kind of things that I'm doing to keep that desire and to know that it's all about your desire and then the willingness to do the work to get to that. So I hope that answered your question.
Thank you. That was very good. And before the end of the show, I'd like for you to share how you get the Audible book, because obviously that's something that I'm going to download so that I can do as I'm commuting. Okay.
Yes. Actually, go ahead.
No, go ahead, hon.
No, I was going to say, Ashley, I just Googled Think and Grow Rich Audible, and I can't even tell you what the website was. It was like thank you something. But
well, I'm sure that you have shared something that they will have a lot of downloads today. This is something that I need to share. I'm seeing that we have a lot of callers, a lot of people that are listening to you today, Lynn. So, callers, I'd like to remind you that if you would like to ask a question, just press 1 on your key phone. We will see that you have a question, and then we'll acknowledge you and open your mic. Just want to make sure that you hear that. Now, on page 164, it says the starting point of all achievement is desire. You keep this constantly in your mind. Weak desires bring weak results. I think Lynn talked about that, weak results. Just as a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat, if you find yourself lacking in persistence, this weakness may be remedied by building a stronger fire under your desires. Lynn, we have heard, and I've even seen you go through things after things, right? But each time you come back stronger. Each time, now you've told us what you do daily, but what do you do to build the fire, to make that fire stronger, to press over? We each go through hurdles. We know it. We all know that there are going to be storms in life. But that's when you don't just press drive. That's when you put yourself in overdrive to make sure you get through the puddle. So talk to us a few minutes about that. And as soon as you finish, we'll probably go to commercial. and then we'll start up again, okay?
Okay. You know, you're right. There's no way you can avoid storms in your life, and you've got to know that. But, you know, just like we go to the gym to exercise our bodies, to build our muscles, I think each time you go through a storm, it actually builds your faith. You have to look back and be able to look back on things that you've been able to accomplish in the past. I remember when I went through some financial challenges, I was at a firm, and I got a call, and they said the IRS was garnishing my paycheck, and I was only going to get $500 a month. Of course, my mortgage was more than that. And at first, I got real disturbed by it, but then I started laughing. I was like, you lost your job at 26. You had no money in the bank. You had nobody to support you, and you made it through. And if you could make it through that, you could make it through this little thing. And you start thinking, okay, what do I have to do to do it? What is it that's going to take for me to reach that goal? So I was able to put things in place to change that. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to draw on the things that you've been able to do in the past and not let this one storm derail you. And like you said, you got to put it in overdrive. Sometimes you got to say, okay, you know what? No, and quitting is not an option. It's just not an option. I've just got to do this. And you got to trust that if you were able to do it in the past, you're going to be able to do it now.
So, very good. I'm answers. Going to say this one thing because I was listening to you talk, Lynn. I work with you a number of years as assistant city attorney, and you set my mindset as to what attorneys are supposed to do in the midst of meetings. So now when I'm in a meeting and there is an attorney there and I ask them a question and it's not up to my expectations, and you and some of our other friends have set the bar for my expectations, I just kind of look at them and think, huh, what's up with this? So you set a high bar. And so unfortunately, a lot of times when they don't come back with the right answer or with an answer that I expect, I have to come back with a Whitfield answer.
Oh, okay. But let me just add
and
this,
say, straighten it up. Give me what I need.
Right. The website is faint and then the letter two, net.com.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to our first commercial, our second commercial.
Okay.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Again, thank you for joining in this morning, International Masterminds conversation with Lynn Whitfield. Lynn, could you give that website address one more time, please, just in case the audience did not get it before we went to commercial break?
It's faint, the letter two, net.com.
Perfect. Please, audience, Google that or go straight to that website and you will be able to work with Lynn directly. Okay, for our audience listeners, if you're listening, please press 1 on your phones and feel free to call in and speak with Lynn and the Mastermind Group of International Mastermind Association. So, Lynn, outside of your book, The Party's Not Over Until God Says, so you gave us great examples of different stories from childhood that motivated you to write this book. What are some other key elements that your readers would get from this book or what you think, you know, would inspire them to go out and purchase your book and read it?
Jada, my book, The Party's Not Over Until God Says So, it's really my journey of driving through storms. So I talk about things in there that have happened to me, the storms that I have come through, and I also challenge the readers in it if they're going through storms. One of the chapters, my favorite chapter in my book, actually is If It Had Not Been. We so often hear people talking about who's on the Lord's side, but, you know, there's a scripture that says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. And that's what that chapter is about. So I go through a litany of things that could have happened to me and if the Lord hadn't been on my side, that I've been dead, buried, raped, all kinds of things, a drug addict, whatever, you know, broke. If it had not been, so I ask the listeners to go through their own life and to reflect back and what things happened to them that the Lord brought them through. And to think about those things. I also talk about the importance of gratitude. As we all know, gratitude is so important to reaching your end desire. You've got to have an attitude of gratitude if you really want to succeed in life. So those are the kind of things I think they will get. They will get life lessons, actually, from my book. So I encourage everyone to purchase it. It is available on Amazon. And also, Jade, I just want to say the website I gave was the Web Audible Think and Grow Rich book. My website is www.winlinspeaks.com. And that's how they can connect with me personally.
Okay, thank you so much, Lynn, for clarifying that. And I love that phrase, gratitude for your attitude. Again, this is your co-host, Jada Williams, a part of IMA Association. And we are going to go ahead, Lynn. I see that we have some callers from the audience, and they want to ask you some questions or make comments on the show. So let's go to the live line for callers.
Okay.
Good morning.
Caller.
My name is...
Go ahead, caller 2748.
Oh, thank you. I was so excited. I do apologize. Good morning. My name is Carol
Ransom. Good morning.
And I heard you talk about what happened to you, and your life sounds like an amazing story. And I wanted to say, first of all, congratulations on making it through that storm.
Thank you.
I was reading in the chapter eight on persistence, and if any chapter is dedicated more so to you than any of the other chapters in the book, this will be that chapter. But I wanted to ask you, can you tell me how you overcame the fear side of it all when you knew you would not be able to walk again? How did you overcome that?
Well, I didn't know that. I did not believe it. I did not believe that I would not be able to walk again. When I first laid in that hospital and they told me, you know, because I was in ICU, when I woke up and could not move, you know, I was like, what's going on? But I had remembered those seizures. I actually felt them. But I never, understand me, callers, I never thought I would not be able to walk again. I did not believe that God had brought me to the point where he had taken me to for that to be the end of my story. I just always felt that this was just one more storm that he was going to have to get me through. So I was very vigilant on telling people which rehab facility I wanted to go to. And I was very persistent in my workout. When I do therapy with the therapist, when I got back to my room, I was twisting and turning in my bed, doing what they had me trying to do as much as I could. And I celebrated every little victory. If I could move my finger, I celebrated that. Everybody that walked in my room had to see that. They had to see the progress I was making. So I never, and like I said, I think it's because of the storms I had overcome in the past that had built my faith that I was going to be able to do it. And it was my willpower and desire to walk again. That was just determined. That was not going to be my station in life.
Thank you.
So I hope that answers your question, Ms. Ransom.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
you, Ms. Ransom. And, man, that is such an awesome, powerful, powerful statement about your desire and persistence. We do have another caller on the line, 0184. Go ahead, 0184.
Yes, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And I think, Dee Lynn Whitfield, you know, I'm very excited to hear you on the show this morning because, like Sharon, we have been friends for a very long time. And just to repeat, the fact that you were one of the very first persons that I gave this book to back in 1979. Now we all know how old we all are. But Lynn, my question for you that I like to ask all of our guests, what is your favorite book outside of the Bible and Think and Grow Rich, please?
Okay. You know, I had to think about this a little bit, but my favorite book is Success, the Glenn Bland Method, which I believe, Anne, is another book you told me to read. And one of the reasons why it's my favorite is because when I started as a deputy city attorney back in North Miami, I was reading it again, and there was a part of it that just really spoke to me about the situation that I was going through with my boss, because I had taken that job after applying to be the city attorney and not getting it, and I took the job, and 5 months later, I was the city attorney. And there's a part in the book about people and not having to do anything, but you will watch people. When it's meant to you, to be for you, that you can watch what happens and how it gets to you. And
wow.
So when that whole situation happened, it was like, wow, okay, God, you told me just stay focused. Stay focused and let you do what you got to do. But so that is really, it's about how to set goals and make plans that really work. Not just make plans to make plans. So
that is
my own book, of course, which I enjoy reading it again. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we do have another caller. We'll take one last call from the audience. Caller ending and 000, that's 40s. You are on the air live. Go ahead and speak with Ms. Lynn Whitfield.
Hi, good morning. And my name is Special, and I was just saying that I enjoyed today's show. And for Lynn,
I don't really
have a question. I just wanted to just applaud you for, you know, everything that you've been through. And I like the comment that you made earlier because it really moved me. Because when you said when you were in the car and you were driving, and there was a really bad storm outside, and you wanted to stop because, you know, you felt like it was dangerous. Maybe we should pull over until it passes. And then your mother said, you know, to keep driving, keep going, because you don't know how long the storm is going to last. And I thought that that was, like, really, really powerful, and I really appreciated you saying that because it had some type of effect on me. So that's what I wanted to say to you on this morning. So thank you.
Well, great. Thank you for calling in, too. And, you know, just look when you're driving in a rainstorm, how many people do still pull over to the side. And just say to yourself, that's not going to be me. I'm just going to have to grip this steering wheel a little harder, and
right.
I'm just going to keep going. I may have to slow down a little bit. I may even have to detour a little bit. But I'm going to go forth. I'm going to drive through this storm because, you know what, you got to go through a storm to see a rainbow.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Again, it sounds like, Glenn, the focus, and you just preach and exhume and exhibit the pure definition of persistence. And I want to just thank you for giving such great examples professionally and in life personally of examples of how you've embodied persistence and moved forward and reinvented yourself and kept on pushing through those storms. I'd like to thank you on behalf of International Mastermind Association for joining us on this Saturday morning's Blog Talk Radio show, and we ask that all the listeners and audience members Tag us, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and tune in next Saturday, same time, same place. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Going to our last commercial. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.